result, Kai, of the prayer and the laying on of hands. And this is quite an interesting little thing here. I expected this to be an aorist, and it's not. It's a imperfect. And really surprised me. I had to stop and think about that. And then I realized that this is the beginning of a process that goes on long after Peter and John go back to Jerusalem. People keep right on accepting the Holy Spirit or receiving the Holy Spirit. It doesn't stop when they leave. So it says, as a result, they began to receive. They began to receive. They didn't all, everybody didn't get it at once. All believers did, but there were, of course, people who were going to be saved in the days and weeks and months afterwards. And they would receive their spirit, their portion of the spirit, when they were saved. And so Luke uses here the imperfect tense to show us that this is an activity that is going to continue once it's been initiated. That every new believer will get the Holy Spirit in Samaria at the moment they accept Christ. So he uses the imperfect tense. They began to receive the Holy Spirit. And once again, we just have the same old pneuma hagion, Holy Spirit. This is P-N-E-U-M-A. Okay, I think this is a good place to kind of wrap it up for tonight. And we've seen now the delegation carry out its mission. It's done everything it's supposed to do. It's made the trip down to Samaria. The group in Jerusalem got the news about it. They sent a delegation. Their mission is designed to incorporate this new group of believers, which they do. They have prayer for them. Now they make the trip down. They have prayer for them. They request that the Holy Spirit might be given to them. And they tell us that that hadn't happened yet, but they were baptized in the name of the Lord. And they lay their hands on them, and finally they receive the Holy Spirit. So everything works out as they had hoped it would. And then, next week we get the sour note. We get Simon's attempt to buy the ability to give the Holy Spirit in verse 18. And as we'll see, he's not bashful about asking. That's one thing about Simon. He's not underhanded. He just comes right up front with it and says, "Hey, here's a buddy here. Here's a hard foul. How about giving me the ability to give the Holy Spirit out here?" And of course, I always wonder if Peter wasn't smiling when he chewed him out, at least inside. You have to admire somebody who's that upfront about things. He's not like Ananias and Sapphira. Remember how they did it? They sat at home and plotted and conspired how they were going to make a false impression. Simon's not that way. He's just right up front. "Here's some money, boys. Tell me how I can get this ability. I'd like to be able to do that too. That's a fantastic opportunity here. I'd like that. Here's some money. How do I do it?" And, of course, Peter had to be a little rough on him to get his attention, I guess. Some of these rough business types that think you do everything on the business basis instead of the grace basis have to sometimes, you have to kind of shake them up a little bit to get their attention. So Peter's going to get his attention next week, and we'll see how he does that. Well, their heads bowed with their eyes closed. Father, we're grateful tonight for the opportunity to start a new year, a year which we pray will again be filled with freedom and with happiness for each of us. We thank you for the freedom our nation enjoys, and that we ask that you might continue to provide and to protect that freedom for each of us and for our children and our grandchildren. We recognize that there are many forces working against that, but again, as long as we are doing the missionary activity you have ordered us to do, you have promised to protect us. And so we look forward to that ring of fire that you have placed around us. We ask that you might help to preserve it by continuing to help us select good leadership for the year to come. Teach us then what we have studied tonight. Make it alive and real to us so we might understand how these things operate in the church today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.